The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. A lot going on in the sports world, as it always is. Draft just the other day in the NBA. Major League Baseball in full throttle. And Jeff, good morning, my man. How are you this morning, brother?
I'm doing well. Enjoyed another week of sports. Glad to be here with you this weekend to discuss everything that's been going on. A lot of exciting baseball out our way in the West. Whether you're in Colorado, Phoenix, or the City of Angels, really good baseball. Clayton Kershaw threw another gem on Saturday night.
Yeah, the D-backs rebound from their loss of the Philadelphia Phillies the other day, and those are the teams that you can't lose games to, right? I mean, we've talked about it so many times, man, that you have to go out and you have to beat the teams that you're supposed to beat, and you're going to lose to those teams every now and then as well, but for the most part...
And I think that's all that's happening there. You know, it's a 2-1 game. You know, it was a 2-1 game late, and the Diamondbacks' bats just weren't there on Friday night. But they bounced back with 9 runs on Saturday.
Yeah, that's what I find amazing about them, man, is they always have that bounce-back ability to get out there and get the win, even though sometimes they don't necessarily look like they're in ball games. They have that chance to get in them because, like you said, they have such great hitting for the most part. Anyways, I do know we got music behind us. Means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And we'll be right back after this. Keep it close, everybody.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com. At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So, whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
So you've got a few cabinets to hang. Few meaning this is going to be a good month. You know what'll make it an even better month? Saving 10% off Hampton Bay cabinets at the Home Depot. Buy any combination of 10 or more Hampton Bay cabinets and you'll save 10% off your order. So, enjoy that hang time. 10% off 10 or more Hampton Bay cabinets. Select finishes ship in as few as 2 days at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid May 1st through August 2nd.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. A lot going on in the sports world, as we told you in the open. Baseball is obviously the king right now, Jeff. No football being played, no basketball being played. But as we know, those things are right around the corner. Let's keep it going with baseball right now. The Dodgers, the best team in all of baseball right now, or actually, I'm sorry, the second best team in all of baseball right now behind the Houston Astros, who have 51 victories. The Dodgers have 50 victories. The Rockies and the D-backs both with 47. And what I'm trying to point out here is the fact that, like you were saying, we have a really good division here in the National League West, and all three of these teams would be in first place in every division except for the American League West, where the Houston Astros are 51-25. It's really amazing. Like you said, man, we're being gifted some really good baseball atop the National League West with the Dodgers, the D-backs, and the Rockies. And you know, I've been saying this for weeks now. They're not going anywhere. Teams like the Cubs, teams like maybe Pittsburgh or St. Louis or Milwaukee, someone is going to be left out of the party, and it's going to be because there's better teams in the National League West, Jeff.
It would be interesting if it ends up being the Cubs. I still think that they're going to win the Central Division. I think that they're going to run away with it. They're going to wake up. The talent's still there. I don't think they pitch as well. I think Lester's pitching a little out of his head. But, you know, I don't think that they have great starting pitching. You know, they lost pieces of their bullpen. They added Wade Davis. Not getting a lot of save opportunities for him, though. You know what's great about the National League West is where it sits in mid-June with three teams battling each and every night is that you have a playoff atmosphere when those teams get together. And I think that we definitely saw it with Dodgers and Rockies in their series with in their series at Dodger Stadium this weekend. No,
I think that's an excellent point. I really think that further down the road, that point becomes even more significant. I've said it to you on the local show. I've said it to you here on the national show. Look, man, the bottom line is if you don't have good competition within your own division, it's going to hurt you come playoff time. And I agree with you. I think the Dodgers, the D-backs, the Rockies, they're all going to be playing meaningful baseball throughout the whole year. And I think that that's something that's significant. We don't see it happen in you know, in the NBA. There's a lot of meaningless games. Guys are taking breaks. The NFL, they go through their injuries and whatnot. Every league or every sport is going to go through those ups and downs. But truth be told, man, I think there's something to be really said for playing those meaningful games all throughout the year, not just in the beginning, not just in the middle, not just in the end. Every game is going to count in the National League West, and I think it's pretty awesome, man.
Well, it's rewarding if you can win those games. It's not a great experience if playing that tougher competition means you don't get October entry. And, you know, somebody pointed out that, you know, my Cleveland Indians, 39-44 at some point, which is exactly where they were in 1997 when they kind of scraped by winning a weak division. And then they, you know, they made their run in October in the playoffs. They call up a young kid named Jared Wright and, you know, the rest is history there. But, you know, playing tough divisions, does that hurt a team like the Houston Astros that they don't play 19 games against any playoff caliber team?
Oh, I think it does, man. I really do. I think the Houston Astros are going to be a team that come playoff time, you know what? They've coasted through. Look at them, man. They're 12 and a half games ahead of the Mariners. They're 13 games ahead of the Rangers and the LA Angels. Oakland is just completely out of this one already. So with that being said, yeah, I think that it does hurt them. The Nationals, for some reason, you know, it's one of those things where the Braves are kind of hanging around, which is strange. The Marlins are kind of hanging around, but truth be told, there's not a lot of competition in that division either for the Nationals. So if those teams falter, I would absolutely put a lot on it about the fact that their division isn't that good and they're playing a lot of meaningless games versus teams like the D-backs, Rockies, and Dodgers who are playing meaningful games. So, yeah, dude, I think there's definitely a premium on playing against a division that's a little bit better. I think with that being said, I think the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Tampa Bay Rays who have come on here as of late, I think that helps, man. When you have divisions that are close and you have to actually battle within your own division, it makes a huge difference come postseason, man. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, you know, and to qualify what the Astros are doing, when you talk about a tough division where they still have really good records despite having two very viable competitors within their own division. You look at the Houston Astros, 7-3 against the Texas Rangers, 8-1 against Oakland, 6-3 against the Seattle Mariners, 6-4, which is a little closer to the median line there against the Angels, but they're 1-5 against the Indians. They're 1-2 against the Boston Red Sox. So maybe if the Astros played in a different division, they'd be a little closer to average instead of being far and, well, not far and away, but being the best record in Major League Baseball as it sits here in late June.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. What do you make of all the home runs being hit? What do you make of all the strikeouts? I mean, there's some interesting stuff going on in Major League Baseball. Do you feel like the balls are juiced again? What's your feeling on that?
Yeah, players are getting better. Players are developing, you know, their game, and they know that, you know, scouts aren't impressed by a kid that hit 680 in high school. They want to see line drives. They want to see doubles. They want to see slugging percentage. And that's what's happening is these guys are finding ways to, you know, they would rather strike out than putting the ball into play weekly. They would rather, you know, they won't swing at strikes that they can't drive, you know, not just get a piece of, but actually drive. And I think that's why you have this, you know, we called it with guys like McGuire and, you know, a guy named Russell Branyon that really very few people have ever heard of that are strikeout or nothing guys. And, you know, there's a reason behind that. And it's because they only swing at pitches that they believe that they can hit very hard. And they'll watch pitches go by, even if it's strike three. And that's how you get a lot of strikeouts.
So when the trade or the second half time comes here for Major League Baseball, who do you think some of the sellers will be? Who do you think some of the buyers are going to be?
Well, I mean, I think that it's, you know, this is a simple answer, but it's the teams that have a chance to make a run at it that aren't quite content with where their roster stands, which, you know, if past history is any precedent, nobody's happy with where they stand. So, you know, if you're in position, you're at least going to pick up the phone, see what's out there, and try to make a deal to improve your team a little bit. Baseball, it's a little bit easier because you don't have to gut the present to build for the immediate present. You know, you're gutting the future to build for the immediate present. So it makes every deal pretty much viable.
Well, if you're the D-backs or the Rockies or the Dodgers or the Astros or I think the Yankees could do a few things, but my point is what do those teams need to do? Like they're playing such great baseball. So what would be something that puts them over the hump?
Well, the Rockies need starting pitching depth. The Astros need more starting pitching depth. I think that the Diamondbacks need some bullpen help. Who else did we mention? I think the Dodgers are pretty well off just to stand pat right now. But, you know, everybody could always add a bullpen arm. You know, when you get into those, you know, into those September games and into the postseason, you want a guy that's going to be able to go out there every night. But, you know, the reality is these guys can't throw every day. So you add more quality bodies and you get rid of your guys that, quote unquote, eat innings, and you build for the playoffs rather than just surviving the marathon that is the 162-game season.
With that being said, can the D-backs rely on guys like Godley and some of the other guys that aren't necessarily the household names to continue playing the way that they have?
I like going into the playoffs with Greinke, Ray, and Godley. I think that gives you that hard throwing righty, that hard throwing lefty, and then that soft. He's not a soft tosser, but Godley gets the ground balls, and he's a pitch to contact guy. So that's a guy that I probably want, as long as he doesn't buckle under the postseason pressure. You never know how these young kids are going to handle that.
Yeah, and then obviously, you know, they've battled, man, with all the injuries, the AJ Pollock deal, where last year it was such a huge loss. This year, obviously, guys have stepped up in his place, and Torey Lavella just doing a phenomenal job of pushing the right buttons, right?
There's a lot of center field talent in the system. I mean, you know, they were able to purge out Adam Eaton and then Enciarte a year ago in the Shelby Miller deal. And I think that it just keeps going. You call up Ray Fuentes, who was in the Kansas City system. They bring him over as a AAA guy. I mean, he's fulfilling his role. He's not going to be the future starting fielder of the starting center fielder of the Arizona Diamondbacks for any amount of time as long as they have AJ Pollock, but he's filling a role in being able to step up and bat lead off and play center field for Torey Lovello. I think it's a next man up attitude. And when everybody buys in, you see what the Arizona Diamondbacks have done this season.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, man. They're now above 500 on the road, and we know about that great home presence that they have, 27-10, one of the best, if not the best, in all of Major League Baseball. And you know what?
They took a series in Colorado. You got to give them credit for, you know, starting to get it done on the road a little bit.
With that being said, I was just going to say, look at your Cleveland Indians on the road. They're killers, man. 24-15. They struggle at home. I mean, it's amazing. 15-19 at home for them, and they're still leading that division. When Minnesota seems to be the team that plays very well in that division at home, they play well on the road too. It doesn't look like anybody can win in that division at home, man, now that I'm looking at it.
It's a sad state of affairs in the American League Central Division. You know, Paul Molitor is a little bit of a whiner, too. I've come to discover that since. I always had a lot of respect for him, and I don't lose that respect, but I do recognize that a bit in his role as manager of the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, look, man, he was a heck of a ball player for the Brewers, and then later on he went to Minnesota, and obviously we know that's where his roots are, and he is back and doing an interesting job. Sometimes they're competitive and sometimes they're not, but he's got that mid-small market team, 38-34 at the present time, so look, doing a pretty good job there with the Minnesota Twins. Anyways, do hear the music behind us. We're going to take another quick pause for the cause. We'll be back talking more sports. He's Jeff Rich. I would be the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And we'll be right back after this. Keep it close, everybody.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531.
800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
What the hell's going on out here?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorfman Sports. He's Jeff Rich. Tons of things happening in the sports world, even though we're in the dog days of summer. Jeff, you did not come out with me last night. Once again, Mike Wilson and I did go check out none other than the Arizona Rattlers in the Indoor Football League. And it was nothing but another spectacular night, to be honest with you, at Talking Stick Resort Arena, downtown Phoenix, man. That team is unbelievable, dude. It's so much fun getting involved with something like this. They go out and they win 62-36 against the Nebraska Danger in the Indoor Football League. And now they have the big one, man. They're in the United Bowl against Sioux Falls. I'm really looking forward to this. And it's amazing, man. This team is on a 9-game win streak. Ever since you stopped going to games, they turned things around, brother.
It happens. It happens. I mean, we joke about it, but truth be told, Kevin Guy understands the fundamentals of football in general, but the modifications to bring it inside, you know, the IFL rules are a little different than what they've dealt with the last 24 years in the Arena Football League. And speaking of which, you're going to talk to former Arizona Rattlers head coach, former Dallas Cowboys quarterback, and former Arizona State quarterback Danny White at 9:30 Pacific time on NBC Sports Radio 1060 here in the Valley of the Sun in Phoenix. I want to point that out. He's going to talk to Frank Cush. You want to go to our website. Friday's show is archived. The Dorf Man and Mike Wilson talked to J.D. Hill, one of the best interviews you've ever done. Not to take anything away from the rest of your broadcasting career, but it's what have you done for me lately? And lately you had a great interview with a former Sun Devil that brought a lot of perspective to the situation in the passing of former Arizona State football coach Frank Cush, who the field is named for at Sun Devil Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, we've got a lot of love for Coach Frank Cush, who passed away, I believe it was on Thursday this past week, and 88 years old, had dementia. And in a weird way, Jeff, it was more of a blessing in disguise. He had been going through a lot of difficult times over the past couple, 3 years. So hearing JD speak about the man that you know, he played for was just so cool. And it brought back a lot of, you know, memories. And you could tell in JD's voice, man, it was real. It was really cool. And, you know, then we asked him about if he was playing in today's game, what kind of numbers would he have? And he laughed and he said he'd be all world. And you know what? I kind of agree with him. When you think about the way that the NFL, the way that all these leagues are, you can't really touch anybody anymore. So the guys back in the day played a little bit more physical type style, and guys were able to do a lot more hand grabbing and whatnot. And nowadays these guys think that they'd be all world. And I thought it was pretty cool. You know, you're listening to like a 68 to 70 year old man, and he's still very sharp and has great knowledge about the game. And it was interesting to know that he still follows it. He loves football. He lives, breathes, and eats football. So, yeah, J.D. Hill was pretty cool. I can't wait to talk to Danny White. I mean, think about it, man. That guy, maybe the best football player to ever play at Arizona State University. When you think about it, he goes on to be the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. I mean, that's living a dream, man. Let's be honest, Jeff. That's completely living out your childhood dream, I'm sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I was a kid, you know, we had uniforms that looked like the Dallas Cowboys, and I was number 11 on that team. And, you know, I had pictures of that, you know, even as a Clevelander, even as a kid that grew up rooting for the Browns, I had a Danny White Cowboys jersey. I had posters of Danny White hanging on my wall. Danny White, Tony Dorsett, you know, I've sensed, you know, cooler heads have since prevailed, and you won't see any Cowboys stuff in the Casa Rich here, but, you know, to bring it back to what we were talking about, I just went off on that tangent because you are talking to a legendary quarterback, and I want to make sure that everybody gets that out there. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We have the live stream up there all the time, so, you know, check that out. But, you know, bring it back to arena football, or indoor football, with Coach Kevin Guy, the Arizona Rattlers. They just keep winning, and you know what? I think that they figured out that there's a little bit more of a balance in the run game, which plays to Kevin Guy's strengths. He grew up in Alabama. I'm rooting for Bear Bryant, a big influence in his life, and he's got a good one there in Daryl Monroe. He's got some depth at the running back position as well, but that team is playing some serious defense.
Oh, gosh, man, it was awesome watching them. They were hawking around that field, man, and, you know, they gave up a couple of scores late in the ball game, but they were meaningless, you know, and I think that that's really difficult when you have to keep your focus and you're playing some meaningless minutes. You know, we talk about it in baseball, meaningless or meaningful games. It happens in every sport, and it happens in indoor football as well. And after the game, talk to Coach Guy a little bit, talk to Cody Sokol, who came out to the press conference.
There was a quarterback controversy potentially brewing, but Sokol seems to have held on to the job.
No, man, he's done a great job, you know. And there was actually a really good question. I can admit it. It wasn't my question. I thought it was a great question by this young gal last night. And she asked him. She said, you know, how rewarding, or something along the lines of this, is how rewarding is it coming back to Arizona and doing this kind of thing in your home state? You know, I think that. That is kind of cool. You know, we talk about LeBron going back to Cleveland. You know, it just there's something special about athletes when they can go back home and then they can go do something good for their home state. I just that's a cool story in any forum, man, in any arena. I think that that's just a really cool story for a guy to be able to come back to their home state and do some good work.
Yeah. And, you know, Cody's got that path that's really familiar to everybody. Goes to Scottsdale Community College. Then he goes to the Division I school, a la Joe Germain, a la Tim Rattay. Then he goes to Louisiana Tech, which is exactly where Tim Rattay went. And like Tim Rattay, he ends up playing professional football. Like Joe Germain, he ends up playing for the Arizona Rattlers. So very cool for these local kids to be able to do it in front of their home state. You know, it kind of makes you miss the days that sports had regional drafts where you had a chance to keep your kids at home. But it would just favor the lot. Los Angeles's and the New York's of the world and the Chicago's way more than it was ever intended to.
You know, the coolest part of it for me last night, Jeff, in all honesty, is now that, you know, we're covering the team a little bit, they recognize my face around, and I'm building a little bit of chemistry with a couple of these players. And, you know, as the one guy I didn't tell you about who came out to the presser was Justin Shirk. And Justin gave me some dap on the way out, man. It was pretty cool. I gave him a fist bump and I said, yo, man, let's get this thing done. Let's go get the United Bowl. And he goes, absolutely, brother. I would really like to get him on the local show too, to be honest with you. That guy just is, he's a beast on the field. He's got the most fun job, if you ask me, in all of football. He just chases the quarterback, man. And he gets to him more often than not. There's just something that's really cool and really rewarding about the position he plays. He just gets to go out there and he gets to knock somebody's head off all the time. And that's his goal. I think it's pretty sick, man.
Was it Justin that took a picture with your girlfriend's son?
Yes. You know what? He had a couple. It was Sokol. There's a little video. I don't exactly know who was on the video totally. But, yeah, Cody Sokol was in there. I don't know if Justin got in that picture, but there was a couple of other people. So, yeah, we went on the field after the game. There was a really cool presentation. Anyways, I do know the music is going, so I got to take a quick pause. I'll get back into it with you, Jeff, and tell you about that whole thing, what happened at the end of the game on the field. Anyways, quick pause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and we'll be right back after this.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late-night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com. At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
All righty, everybody. everybody. Welcome back. A little Phil Collins for you coming back here. He's Jeff Rich. I would be the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. By the way, you can get at us at By Jeff Rich. Get at us at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and obviously check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com, as well as DorfShow.co. Like Jeff said, big interview coming up on Monday with Danny White. Former Arizona State Sun Devil standout, obviously maybe one of the best players to ever play Arizona State football, and then obviously went on to have an unbelievable career with the Dallas Cowboys. So we will have that on NBC Sports Radio in Phoenix, so you can always check that out Monday through Friday. We are on 9 to 11 a.m. in the morning time here in the Valley of the Sun. But getting back to what we were talking about right before the break there, Jeff, really cool experience with these guys, getting to know each other a little bit, and they see me around there getting dap from Justin Shirk, who I find to be an absolute awesome guy. And then, yeah, Brody getting out there on the field and hanging out after the game. There was the obviously the celebration, and you had the presentation of winning the conference and all that stuff. And over 15,000, by the way, at the game yesterday, 15,038 in attendance. And that just blows away everybody else. And you said something kind of interesting when you were talking about that balance, man. And you know what? They're playing Sioux Falls. They're a six-time, I believe they're six-time champions in the league. So when you're looking at the two richest teams from the Arena Football League, you've got the Sioux Falls team, the Sioux Falls Storm, and then you obviously have the Arizona Rattlers, who we watch here in the Phoenix area. But now it's the Indoor Football League, and these two guys are just getting back to where they were. I think it's kind of a cool story when you think about it. But you talked about balance, man. Both of these teams have balance. So I think it's going to be an awesome football game, a chess match. And I just think it's going to be a great football game. And hopefully the Rattlers go out there and win the United Bowl.
Great contest down there at Talking Stick Resort Arena. You know, it's also the home of the Phoenix Mercury and the Phoenix Suns. And the Phoenix Suns, they didn't have a lot of lottery luck. But it seems like they got their guy that they would have gotten with one anyway. They might have taken Markelle Fultz, but Josh Jackson falls to them at four, or is in their lap at four. You have family that has attended the, you know, Rock Chalk Jayhawk Kansas University. What are the Suns getting with this kid, Josh?
I think they're getting an athlete, man. I think they're getting a guy who, you know what, who said it best for us, and I hate to steal his thunder, so I'm going to give him props, man. Richard Sines, our guy here in Phoenix, Arizona, who we have on the local show quite often, compared him to Sean Marion, and I think that's an awesome comparison. Obviously, they don't shoot the same. Nobody's ever going to shoot like Sean Marion when you think about it, but they both struggle with their shot, so maybe that's the similarity there. However, this guy's a dog on defense. This guy's a dog in general, man. He's got that little edge to him. I think he wants to go out there and perform. He really wants to compete. We saw it. He has a little bit of nastiness to him in the sense of gotten a little bit of trouble with Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks. Wasn't there for his team at one of the biggest times that they needed him throughout the season. It cost them dearly in the conference stuff. So I think you got to think that he's learned his lesson from that. But what I heard from this kid, because I heard him on other shows locally here talking a little bit on Friday and stuff with people, because they introduced him as the newest member, obviously, of the Phoenix Suns, and then people were all over that, getting on board with talking to him. I don't know. I think it happened sometime in the middle of the day, you know, 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then there was access to Josh Jackson. But I think this guy's a stud, man. I really do. I think he's a heck of a ball player. And like you said, I think they got the guy they wanted, whether it was 1, 2, 3, or 4. You can make the argument that he slipped down to him. You can make the argument that there were just different needs from other teams. Like the Lakers really wanted a point guard. So they were going to go after De'Aaron Fox, or they were going to go after Lonzo Ball no matter what. And obviously Lonzo Ball was the guy that they wound up choosing, and probably did a lot of other teams a lot of favors when you think about that. But I just think about Josh Jackson. You're getting yourself a heck of an athlete. You're getting a guy that can get in the passing lanes. He can be disruptive on defense and offensive. Man, I think the sky is the limit, to be honest with you. I think he obviously has to work on his shot a little bit, but This is a guy who's going to give you 100% all the time. I think he's got a good motor, and I just like the idea of him coming in with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder because he thinks he should have went higher in the draft, and I think that's always a good sign when you have a guy coming in and he's motivated, Jeff.
I think he probably should have gone higher in the draft, too, but, you know, what do you make of Boston Celtics? You know, they trade down to 3 so that Philly can take Fultz. Ball going to the Lakers was no big headline, no breaking news anyway. But they take Jason Tatum, which I expected would happen given everything that I heard last week. But what do you make of taking the skinnier Tatum over the more developed Josh Jackson? And Danny Ainge kind of put it on the fact that Jackson stood them up for a workout. I mean, immediate attitude over talent in that case.
You know what? I thought Danny Ainge had a plan. I really did. All of a sudden, I think Danny Ainge has no plan whatsoever. I think this is a terrible draft at the end of the day. I think you're 100% correct. You know what? Sometimes you have to put your feelings aside, you know what, and get to know this young man throughout the years. Who cares if he blew off a workout for you? If he's the best talent available, I think you got to make yourself realize that, you know what, guys pick and choose and they make decisions, but don't hold it against them forever. And in this case, I really think Danny Ainge made a mistake. I really do. I'm not knocking Tatum, but I think Jackson was definitely the better player. And even with that being said, De'Aaron Fox may have been a better player, or even Isaac, to be honest with you. So we'll have to wind up seeing how that all plays out. I'm not necessarily that high on Duke guys than when they come out, when you think about some of their guys that have come through the ranks of the NBA. So yeah, I would have gone after a guy with a little bit more of a nastiness to him and Josh Jackson, and a guy that, you know, has probably a lot to prove to people because they're questioning his attitude a little bit and some of his decision making off of the floor. So yeah, I think they messed up, and I think that in general, I think Boston, I thought they looked great, and I think he may have also over-evaluated the assets that he has and thought that Crowder and these guys were maybe had more value around the league. I don't know exactly, but free agency is right around the corner. We know that. July 1st can't probably come soon enough for a lot of people. With that being said, the news on Chris Paul, man, I think that's pretty awesome, pretty interesting stuff that Griffin and CP3 tell the Clips that they're opting out. I think that that makes things a lot more interesting, right? When you think about the Cleveland Cavaliers, your team, like, they do need to make a move. Everybody's trying to react to what the Golden State Warriors are accomplishing and what they've done, obviously bringing Kevin Durant. They're calling them a super team now. So at the end of the day, man, and the big news was that night, Jeff, was Butler going to Minnesota. I think that was a tremendous trade for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I think that's going to be an interesting core there with Butler as kind of the veteran leader, Towns and Wiggins in years 3 and 4. And Tom Thibodeau. I mean, Tom Thibodeau is obviously the factor that made it a little more comfortable for Butler, who made it clear that he wanted to stay with the Chicago Bulls. But that wasn't meant to be. A lot of players traded around, a lot of picks moved back and forth. My Cleveland Cavaliers, without a GM, sat on the sidelines for it. So, no moves made there. The Golden State added some decent role players that you would think would be problems for them if they ended up on other Western Conference teams. So they scooped them right on up. I'd like to see the Cavaliers make a run at Sean Livingston in free agency, not only to add a dynamic point guard off the bench, but to subtract him from the Golden State Warriors.
You like that kid, don't you, man? I liked him since
the Clippers took him out of high school. I thought it was devastating that he shattered his knee and had to kind of resort to being a role player versus being the superstar that he could have been.
You know, he was a Milwaukee Buck for a little while, man, and he just couldn't get it going there. And you know what? He's found a home in Golden State. I don't see that guy leaving there because he fits in so well with what they do. And he's such a great backup too, and he can play starter like minutes too.
Has he ever been in the six-man conversation? I know that tends to go to bigs more often. It tends to go to threes, fours, and fives a little more off, guys like Detlef Schrempf. But I think that he is one of Golden State's best assets off the bench.
I like that Detlef Schrempf, man. I'll even take it further back. Let's go Ricky Pierce or the microwave Vinny Johnson, yeah, from Detroit. I mean, yeah, those you don't get that kind of thing anymore. I agree with you, but yeah, I think you know Livingston is a very solid sixth or seventh man because they also have Andre Iguodala, who you know he's a great sixth man. Let's be honest, and it'll be interesting to see what he does if he winds up going somewhere to take money or if he winds up just realizing that his best basketball has been played in Golden State and there's no reason to leave.
What a lackluster youth for what he's done later in his career. You know, I think that this should serve as a lesson that you look at guys like Evan Turner or Iguodala, you know, they go to Philadelphia, they're hidden. They don't get a chance to emerge as stars. And then all of a sudden later in their career with a little coaching, a little wisdom, you know, in the old noggin, they're much better players. And I think what that tells me is that you become a better player by becoming more cerebral rather than becoming more physically fit later in your career.
Or maybe you become a better player because you're surrounded by better basketball players too. Like, think about it. He's got two or three of the best players in all of basketball that he's running up and down the floor with. So I think he's reaped the benefits of that as well. And I'm not taking anything away from Andre Iguodala. We all know that this guy was an MVP in the finals, and this guy's played some fantastic basketball.
Well, but LeBron James was the MVP in the finals. They just don't like to give it to players on losing teams.
No, I feel you. But he did do some pretty good work on LeBron too, man. He was like the only guy that could come close to stopping him. So look, man, I think that you're seeing a lot of reactions from the rest of the league because of the Golden State Warriors and also because of the Cleveland Cavaliers, because these two teams have set the bar so high. You know, we have an NBA season, but there's really no reason to have it because you see these two teams playing the last 3 years in a row. And I would have to say I'm going to go out on a limb and say we're probably going to see it one more time unless a team like Boston can figure it out, or maybe the Milwaukee Bucks, or maybe even the Washington Wizards, if they can put it together. But I don't see that happening next year. I really don't. I see Cleveland making a good move here in the offseason with a free agent. Now that, like I said, man, Blake Griffin and CP3 are out there. I think that this is very enticing for those guys to want to go somewhere where they have a legitimate chance to win a championship. And what better place than Cleveland? There's no way they can go to Golden State, but at this point, I think Cleveland's got to be a destination for people at least for one more year, Jeff.
I would definitely consider. Yeah, I mean, you'd always consider trying to play alongside LeBron James, but let's see how much they tinker with things. So, you know, if they want to bring in CP3, obviously you got to move Kyrie Irving out, and then you're going to try to bring in a different type of asset with the money that you freed up, and probably Kevin Love, too. I think that LeBron James and maybe James Jones are the only constants there with the Cavaliers as we turn the page from the 16-17 season into the 17-18 season.
Do you like CP3 better than Kyrie or what?
I like guys that can play defense. You know, everybody's talking about, is Kyrie going to take it to the next level? I think that Kyrie needs to be the alpha. I think that it's kind of a KD and Russ thing, though you don't see the skirmishes like you did in Oklahoma City under Scottie Brooks there. But no, I think that I'd like to see Kyrie Irving have his own team, quite frankly, just as a fan of sports, not necessarily as a Cleveland fan. I'd like to see what Kyrie Irving does when he doesn't have to to cede big moments to LeBron James.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't necessarily know if he was conceding those. I almost think that LeBron was literally putting him in that position to be the guy. So I don't know, man. It's an interesting call, but I do think with CP3, you're going to get yourself a guy that obviously is going to pass the ball tremendously
defense.
Well. He can score.
He plays defense.
But he can also play a little bit of defense. I agree with you. I mean,
I think he's the only guard in the NBA that's a better defender than Steph Curry.
Yeah, I mean, Russell Westbrook, I think he's pretty solid on defense,
too,
man.
He's pretty solid, too.
He's just got such a big motor, man. It's unbelievable. But anyways, I do know the music is going. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to wrap up this hour, and then hour number two will come at you pretty quickly. So keep it close, everybody. He's Jeff Rich. I would be the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And we'll be right back after this. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
All aboard!
People got to understand this here. We all can have dreams, but the dreamer never chases us. We have to chase the dream.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. Final segment of this hour here that has absolutely flown by. Jeff, real quickly before we get out of here, what do you think is going on with Phil Jackson in New York, man? I think this guy's losing his mind personally.
I think it's just another story, another chapter in the book, and it's a very long book, of former players or former head coaches moving into the front office and just being completely lost and incompetent because they're not qualified for the job. Being a good coach does not make you qualified to be a GM. Being a great player does not make you qualified to be a team president. And, you know, more often than not, teams pay for making those boneheaded decisions.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan in general, man. It's really easy to win when you've got Michael Jordan, Shaq, and Kobe and whatnot. So I think a lot of his success is honestly not so much what he did. It's just the fact that he had such great players with him. I'm sorry. And I know he had his weirdness about him. He'd have people, these guys, he'd give them all a book to read, and he was the Zen master and all this junk and garbage, whatever you want to call it. But it seems like he's definitely losing it with the newer generation, that's for sure. The Porzingises of the world, and thinking about trading that guy, he must absolutely be nuts. I'm sorry, but
I'd like to see him coach the team that he built. I think that the great coach would go away very quickly if he had coached these picks.
We got to get out of here. Let's get back into this on the other side. Again, it is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. We'll be back with hour number two. Keep it close.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Healthcare coverage is back in the spotlight nationwide, it seems. Denise Allen Membreno reports.
In his weekly address, President Trump promises that Republicans in Congress will pass a new health care bill. He also called Obamacare a disaster that is wreaking havoc on the nation's health care system and that his administration is working with Congress to, quote, rescue Americans from this catastrophe.
My administration will never stop fighting for you and for the health care system that you deserve. We'll get it done.
So far, five Republican senators have voiced opposition to the latest Republican health care bill.
Senator Bernie Sanders not happy with that Senate Republican health care bill, telling a crowd in Pittsburgh yesterday the bill's even worse than the one passed by Republicans in the House last month. This is USA Radio News.
Guys, all day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
Officials in Britain say Parliament was hit by a cyber attack on Friday night. Hackers trying to access politicians' email accounts. British Trade Minister Liam Fox.
It's a warning to everybody, whether they're in Parliament or elsewhere, that they need to do everything possible to maintain their own cyber security, including having complex and therefore safer code words.
Luckily, systems were in place to protect most member and staff accounts. The attempt to hack Parliament coming just over a month after a ransomware attack crippled parts of Britain's National Health Service. Former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio's federal criminal contempt trial set to start tomorrow in Phoenix. The man, once known as America's toughest sheriff, ran the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office for decades, now accused of ignoring a federal judge's orders that kept his department from enforcing federal immigration law. Arpaio lost his bid for re-election last year. Remember to find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-2206. That's 1-800-379-2206.
A Nebraska Democrat is out of a job after a recording turns up of a remark he made about the shooting of a Republican congressman. That story from USA's Chris Barnes.
A technology chairman for the state Democratic Party in Nebraska, Phil Montag, is out of the job after he expresses pleasure at last week's shooting of Congressman Steve Scalise. He was heard on a YouTube post saying he was glad the House Majority Whip was shot because of Scalise's stance on health care.
Glad he got shot.
The Nebraska Democratic Party chairwoman confirming it was Montag on the audio, and she says the state party does not condone violence of any kind. I'm Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of people are paying tribute to murder jogger Karina Vetrano, who was killed while jogging in Howard Beach. Sue Guzman has more.
The emotional relay kicked off with her father, Phil, running on the track, carrying his daughter's running shoes. A permanent memorial is being dedicated in Vetrano's memory, and a $60,000 scholarship established in her name. Her father, Phil Vetrano, says there's no better way to honor his daughter's memory than to help kids at the high school she loved. Vetrano was found murdered after going out for a jog in Howard Beach nearly a year ago. 20-year-old Chanel Lewis confessed to the killing, but has pleaded not guilty to the charges. Sue Guzman, New York.
Car shopping? Try used. Forecasting firm LMC Automotive says used car prices could drop 6% this year and 3% next year. I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. A lot going on in the sports world, as we all know. So much happening. It's never stopping. It's always moving. The NBA draft just happened last Thursday. A great weekend of Major League Baseball. Just, again, man, the NFL right around the corner. They're actually starting to do stuff. College football coming up, man. I absolutely just love talking sports because we're never at a loss for things to talk about. Speaking of which, unbelievable. This LeVar Ball guy, man, he just doesn't know when to stop. He's talking about the Lakers being in the playoffs next year. Lonzo's going to lead them there. Honestly, Jeff, what the heck is this guy smoking, bro?
Is this new to you? LeVar Ball, 2.3 points at Washington State. Brand man for the big baller brand. How can you not get excited about that guy?
I mean, the guy is just so not exciting. I'm sorry. He's such a talker. He's so full of BS. I don't know what else to say, but please, somebody put a cap on this guy. Put a lid on him, man. He needs to know when to talk and when not to talk and when to realize that it's now time for Lonzo to go out and make his mark, man. Like, quit being such a crazy guy, dude. He's done nothing. Let him do a little something before you talk insanely. That's all I'm saying, Jeff. That's it.
What rids me of LeVar Ball quicker? Lonzo being good or Lonzo being a bust?
Yeah, I hear you. Anyways, we'll get into that and a lot more on the other side. Stick around. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And we'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
So you've got a few cabinets to hang. Few meaning this is going to be a good month. You know what'll make it an even better month? Saving 10% off Hampton Bay cabinets at the Home Depot. Buy any combination of 10 or more Hampton Bay cabinets and you'll save 10% off your order. So, enjoy that hang time. 10% off 10 or more Hampton Bay cabinets. Select finishes ship in as few as 2 days at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid May 1st through August 2nd.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He would be Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check out the show at Dorf Online, as well as the websites dorfonsportsradio.com, or the shortcut is easy, dorfshow.co. Lots of writers on there, Mike Wilson from Pacific Takes, as well as the Dorf on Sports Radio team. Joe Koblitz, I saw he had another article up there as well, Jeff, about the D-backs, how well they're playing, and all that good stuff that's happening for them in the Arizona area. Obviously, D-back fans need to get out and support this team a little bit more, but at the end of the day, man, a really good product, really good stuff going on here in the Valley of the Sun. The Rattlers getting a victory, going to the United Bowl. First inaugural season for them in this league, and a brand new beginning for them. So pretty cool stuff. And you know, they just keep winning their winning ways, and the Phoenix Suns making a little bit of noise. Josh Jackson coming in from Kansas. Like you said, my brother did go to Rock Chalk Jayhawks KU. I'm sure he's probably a little excited about the fact that he'll have a Phoenix Sun now playing, a guy that was at his school, the Kansas Jayhawks, and now he's a Phoenix Sun, which
maybe a little more exciting than the Morris Twins.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure, man. The Morris Twins probably let him down a little bit when you think about it, but my brother is checking us out now that I have the Facebook Live thing going. And by the way, he's in Shanghai today, man. He's been all over China. The guy's traveling the world and sharing it via right here through us. So we're actually global today, man. We're being checked out all over the world. And yeah, he just shot me a message saying, Josh Jackson, baby, he likes him. So I think he's happy the Phoenix Suns took him. But look, man, let's get back into this LeVar Ball thing for just a moment. Like, in all honesty, man, what chance do you give the Los Angeles Lakers of being in the playoffs next year, bro? And like, hold on, let's make this date this, because it's obviously June, and things could happen here in July with the free agency market happening July 1st. But as of right now, what are the odds you think that the Los Angeles Lakers have to make the playoffs next year?
If they can land Paul George in the next 3 months, I think they have a pretty good chance. I mean, right. Like, but you said, it has to be dated material here, because we just don't know. If they don't make any moves in free agent, if they don't make a big free agent splash, I mean, you're talking about building this team around. Who do they have besides Lonzo Ball?
I don't know, man.
They have Luke Walton. They have Luke Walton. Luke Walton coached a 73-win team. So
they've got Ingram. They've got Ingram. They do have some pieces, and they do have some talent, man.
So they've got some talent. You know, I just think the West is so good. I don't think it's really that much of an indictment. It is an indictment on the Lakers because they are supposed to be the Lakers. They are supposed to be, you know, the signature team on the West Coast, and that team resides up the coast. That team might even play, you know, that team's runner-up to the Warriors might even be a co-tenant of theirs at the Staples Center. So, but, you know, the Clippers are falling apart. That might be the Lakers' gain. You know, Clipper hysteria is obviously going to go away if you're building a team around J.J. Redick and DeAndre Jordan. But there's a lot of up-and-coming teams in the West. And
But you know what's interesting about that is Jerry West, you know, goes and becomes the face of the L.A. Clippers now, right? He's going to be consulting them. So you would have thought that that would help keep guys like CP3 and maybe Blake to want to stick around there, right? I mean, you bring a guy like that in.
It hasn't been working with Doc Rivers. It should work. It should be a lot better than it is on paper. I mean, on paper it looks better than it is in real life. But yeah, I think that these guys just want to change of pace. I think that these guys just want to see if the grass can indeed be greener on the other side. And just because they opt out doesn't mean that they're leaving.
Right. No, and that's a good point. I mean, you know, you opt out, just kind of want to test the waters and see what's out there for yourself. And again, man, I think that. When you think about players like CP3 and Blake and LeBron or KD, they've earned that right to go out and you know, search for what they're looking for. I'm sorry that some people want to be so critical and overanalyze and say, oh, they should have done this or that. No, dude, they're guys that want to win. So at the end of the day, you know what? If they seek other opportunities that give them a possibility or a chance to go out and, you know, better themselves and better their career, quit being so over analytical about stuff like that. Because you know what, if they do it in one place, they do it in another, who really cares, man? At the end of the day, we count how many rings a guy has. So look, bottom line is go out and give yourself the best opportunity to win and give yourself a chance to get titles. What do you think about who are some of the winners in your mind? Who were some of the winners and who were some of the losers? I think the biggest loser was the Bulls, man. I don't know what the heck they're doing, but who do you think might have been some of the winners?
Some of the winners. I think the Phoenix Suns were definitely winners. I think that I like what Minnesota did. I like Minnesota acquiring Butler. I think that Lonzo, you know, all this talk about his dad, it really overshadows the fact that Lonzo Ball is an incredible athlete. He's an incredible all-around point guard. I think that he's going to play well on the defensive end of the floor. I think that all of the selfishness and all of the flash that, you know, his father brings to the table, I think that if he plays, you know, and I was wondering if he's a bust, you know, maybe we just say, oh, man, this guy's dad just talked to him. This guy's dad just made him the number two pick. This guy's dad just got him starting for Steve Alford at UCLA. He's done a lot on his own. He's got a lot of merit. And I think that as long as he plays well and there's not a lot of drama with his little brothers who are coming through the system, you know, coming soon here from, their Southern California high school, probably to UCLA. I think if Lonzo Ball plays well, he could tell his father to shove it. He could tell his father to shut up, and we could just look at Lonzo Ball as the player.
If he doesn't play well, then you know what? Those two more times that he winds up saying he's going to go to the NBA draft stuff in the next couple of years with all that smack talk that he was doing when he was walking around New York City, look, he may not have to make that walk. We'll have to find out and see. Again, Lonzo's going to go out there. He's going to be expected to be a really, really good basketball player right away, and we'll see if it all pans out, man. What do you think about a team like the Milwaukee Bucks? Did you like their pick, DJ Wilson, the kid out of Michigan? I personally, look, I liked Jared Allen, who wound up going number 22. I do like DJ Wilson as well. He seems to be more the prototype player that guys are looking for nowadays. You're looking for that 6'9 guy that can shoot the three. This kid can come off the pick and roll. I think that that's really what they liked about him, to be honest with you. But truth be told, the NBA, and that's why I was talking with you about Porzingis, man. If there's a deal to be made where the Bucks could get a Porzingis in there, look, that guy can shoot three-pointers. That guy can block shots. He runs up and down the floor like a deer. At the end of the day, man, this new type of player that you're seeing in the NBA is a longer player, a guy that can stretch defenses, obviously can play defense as well, but the 6'9 to 6'11, 6'9 to 7 foot guy that can dribble the ball, shoot the ball, pass the ball, rebound, be a two-way player. I guess that's what it's really come down to in the NBA is you have to be a two-way player, Jeff.
You do. I think the Cavs got exposed. I think if you look at the game on its biggest stage, the team that played better defense dominated the finals and dominated the regular season. And it has dominated the regular season and most of the finals for the last 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's all about being able to create mismatches. And I think what the Bucks are doing really well, and I don't know if the league is taking note of this or not, but they're getting guys that can play multiple positions too. And that's what I like about what they're starting to do is you've got guys that can guard 1 through 4 or 2 through 5, whatever it is. Giannis, obviously with his length, with his agility, with his athletic ability, that he can guard smaller guys, but he can also guard those long guys because of the wingspan he has. So I think that they've done a really good job of figuring out the type of basketball player that has a lot of success in the NBA, Jeff.
It is. I mean, you said it well right there.
Anyways, man, De'Aaron Fox, what do you think of that kid? I think he's fantastic. I think that Sacramento did themselves a good job in picking this kid up.
You know, to be truthful with you, if I sung his praises, it would maybe get me being caught up in one game in the NCAA tournament where he just he didn't shut down Lonzo Ball as much as he just dominated him and refused to be shut down by the number two overall pick. So I think that that's a good pick for the Kings. I think that I think the top five was basically chalked. You?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, I think the top six really was because Jonathan Isaac also. And then Lauri Markkanen, and that's where it became a little interesting. But I think that the kid from France that New York picked up is going to be a heck of a basketball player. And that's why it makes even less sense that they want to trade a guy like Porzingis. Like, I'm sorry, but this Phil Jackson guy is just an absolute moron. Or he's just showing that he doesn't want to have that job anymore. I'm sorry. But like you said, just because you're a good coach, and he was a good coach because of other reasons. I'm sorry, man, but he had such great players. So I don't know, man. The bottom line is the New York Knickerbockers are a disaster, and Phil Jackson is showing that he doesn't necessarily want to have that job. So anyways, I know we got to take a quick break. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and we'll be right back after this. Keep it close.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He would be Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits, 1-800-878-7529. Also, hit us up on Twitter, at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check out the show at Dorf Online, and then go to the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. And then also the shortcut is dorfshow.co. Sorry about that. A lot going on at my house, man, to be honest with you. I got people eating. I got people drinking. I got a lot of things going through my head. It's not like, Jeff, you know, when we do these things in our home studio, it's a lot different than going down to do the local show that we do 5 days a week, because there you're like in this little box. Here I'm in a different kind of box. You're in the same situation in your home studio, a little bit different than when we do it in the little box, man.
Yeah, it's different. I've been a little distracted on Sunday morning. You know, we're live 8 to 10 Pacific each and every Sunday. The Cleveland Indians keep bringing this guy back. Hey, he's like the guy that won't die. Michael Martinez. Nobody's ever heard of him outside of Cleveland. But he did hit the weak ground ball that ended the Indians' chance to come back and win Game 7 of the World Series at home. And we'll all hate him forever. And he was once again brought back to the team after being designated for assignment for the fifth time in 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, and it seems like the Cleveland Indians are starting to figure things out, Jeff. You know, they did get out of the gate a little bit slowly, and now they're 500. I know they've lost a couple in a row, but it does seem like they're hitting their stride to a little bit.
They are. But every time they surge, you know, they go 6-1 or 7-1 on this road trip, and then they come home and they drop the first two in a three-game series to the Minnesota Twins, who they just swept at Target Field last week. So it's they're a very frustrating team to watch. But you know, if basketball's taught me anything, nothing matters until the tournament begins. So you know, just do well enough to qualify for the tournament. You know, don't play in that stupid one game wild card. I don't think that one game wild card is coming out of the American League Central. You know, for either of those teams are coming out of the American League Central anyway. And it's funny because it's just such an inevitability. It almost feels like whoever doesn't win the NL West, those other two teams are going to be playing in that one game wild card. So every game is important in the National League West, because you want to definitely be able to host that game if you're stuck playing in it.
Yeah, no, and you know what's cool about what you just said is when you think about all the different markets that are going to be brought in because of the wild card. And not only that, think about some of the teams or the fans of teams like the Milwaukee Brewers, the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Colorado Rockies, let's just see who else I can throw out there. The Houston Astros, the Minnesota Twins, your guys, Cleveland, the Boston Red Sox, the Tampa Bay Rays, the New York Yankees. And where I'm going with this is the fact that everybody is watching the scoreboard. Everybody's watching their division races right now. It's an exciting time to be a fan of teams like the Milwaukee Brewers, teams like the Minnesota Twins, teams like the Tampa Bay Rays, teams like the Sox, the teams that haven't been in the mix for a while, teams like the Yankees, man, they're likable again. So there's so many more.
Are they? People.
Are they really? They are, man.
Did the Steinbrenner family sell the team?
Look, no, you're not having the guys like A-Roid. You're not hearing people talk negatively about what who's
how long,
on the
how
field.
Long was how long was he even there? I mean, people have hated the Yankees for 100 years. You know, and a lot of it's just their success. A lot of it's condemning their success. I think everybody turned on Boston once they got good. I think that Boston was everybody's little sweetheart. You know, Aaron Boone, you know, how devastating is that? And then they win a couple – they win three World Series and nobody's sympathetic for them anymore.
Is that why it's easy to like teams like Cleveland, teams like Minnesota, teams like the Brewers? Like, because they never have any success. Is that what you're saying?
I think it's fun to root for teams that have certain players. You know, you hold certain Milwaukee Bucks in a certain light, and you know other NBA people will be like, "Why is that guy in the conversation?" I think it's a lot of fun to watch the league through the team that you root for. You know, I think that it's fun that I get to see every American League team as they play Cleveland, so I have a different perspective on a team that might have played the Indians in April and then surged in August than if it were just a random team or if I'm just watching the game of the week. I like being able to see every team, and you get to see who's up and coming rather than just watching the superstars at their peak.
Yeah, no, and that there's a lot of fun in watching the teams or the players that are up and coming. You know, it's funny because a couple weeks back we were talking about, hey, who's the best player under 25? And, you know, we're saying, oh, it's Manny Machado or whoever. But now Bollinger and, some of these other youngsters that are coming up have just absolutely shocked the heck out of us. Like,
you know, I'm glad you brought up Bollinger because I had a point to make. You know, his father was Clay Bollinger. You know, he was the coach of their little league team here in Chandler that went to, I believe that they went to Williamsport. You know, back in like 2003, he had another kid, Clay Bollinger had another kid. This guy was an Olympic player for Greece, Clay Bollinger. So he's this father. I think he was a world champion with the Yankees as well. He's this father that's just completely stayed out of the spotlight, and you see that that Cody Bollinger can be his own player at the major league level, and we don't have to talk about bloodlines. I think that should serve a lesson to certain number two overall picks in the NBA draft and their tutelage.
Dude, that's an awesome point, man. I mean, you know what? It's something that I don't necessarily go through very much anymore, but I've gone through that with parents because, as you know, I'm also a tennis pro. I teach kids and adults and all different levels.
Let me interrupt you real quick here.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you that there's a young man that's been part of my life since we've paired up for both the local and the national show. I believe he's 12 years old. He's your girlfriend's kid, Brody. I mean, just what an outstanding human being. And, you know, if you're any part of what's contributed to that young man being what he is, he's just fun to be around. He's always trying to help out. He's the most selfless person I've ever met. And he's, you know, at a very young age. And I congratulate you if you deserve it. But, you know, whoever's raised that child has done it right.
Well, his mom gets a lot of credit for that, but I mean, obviously, since I've been around him, man, I give my best. I try to do what I can, but look, man, there's good and bad with everybody. Let's be honest. And most of the time, man, you're gonna get to see the good Brody, and which is what I like and what we want to have more often than not. To be honest with you, man. But thank you, dude. I do absolutely appreciate that because we put a lot of effort into trying to show him the right things. And going back to what I was saying, because I want to piggyback your point about Bellinger and how he got different kind of leadership, a different kind of guidance from his dad, who just kind of put him in the position to be in the spotlight on his own and reap the benefits from that, or make his own way, whatever, however you want to put it. But, you know, I don't see that this can turn out good for a guy like Lonzo. I'm sorry. I just don't see how it turns out good.
Well, if he's a good basketball player, none of this matters.
No. I see, that's where I disagree, because if he's a good player, then we're going to keep hearing his dad say how good he was and how right he was. Like, this guy won't stop. The only way that guy stops is if his son fails. And if his son fails, like, he'll have an excuse. Like, honestly, man, I just don't think that this guy will ever go away. He wants to be in the limelight. He's got two more trips to the NBA draft, Jeff. He's already talking about that. This guy can't control himself. I'm sorry. I don't think that he will ever stop doing what he does, and he will always try to be this guy's outshine. He'll try to outshine this guy. That's what I think. I always think he's going to try to outshine him.
You know, Dorf, when you work in the media, whether you're a writer or on the radio, you want to provoke thought. And that actually gives me room to think about whether I want Lonzo Ball to be successful or not.
Man, it's interesting. I don't know, man. We shape things however we want to shape them. And LeVar just rubs me absolutely wrong. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I would be the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back. Everybody, keep it close.
Bradley and Pedroia, the runners. Here it comes. Fly ball. Shallow right. Chisenhall. Cleveland wins. And the Indians are headed to the American League Championship Series.
Don't know what you're doing, but you must be living right. Yeah. Oh, we got some places to see.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com. At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four,
Whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
Them belts are mine. Whatever they want to say, and they can say, oh, well, we took the belt, and now it's this guy's belt. You can play with those fake belts all you want. The real Jose was KO'd, Eddie was KO'd. You're looking at the two-weight world champion, and that's it. And that's it.
What the hell's going on out here?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Conor McGregor doing what he does pretty well, which is talk a lot of trash. And you know what? The more I think about that fight that's coming up in August 26th, Jeff, the more I think it's intriguing. I really do. I'm sorry, but that's just kind of the way I feel about it. Obviously, an event went on last night or Saturday night, and I guess Silva got dominated. And you know what? Things like that happen when you go in the octagon, don't they?
Well, Chael Sonnen's not a, you know, not an unknown name. I mean, he's been big in the whole MMA circuit. What I think is interesting, this is kind of like the U.S. Open, where they take a step away from their main faction. It'd be almost like if there was like an international baseball association that governed a baseball tournament where the MLB players left. You know, this Bellator thing, you know, it's like the, you know, U.S. Open, where it's not a PGA event, it's a U.S. Golf Association event. And this is, you know, this gets people to stop calling MMA, you know, the mixed martial arts, to just stop generically referring to it as UFC, because it is not Dana White's event. But it was big nonetheless. I think that there was a budding superstar that, you know, we got to pump the brakes on in Pico. Fedor goes down. You know, it was an interesting night of fights. You know, not the best night of MMA, but you know, it's a good effort by these guys in New York that run this event every summer.
Yeah, and it's sad to see Hughes still unresponsive after a car crash. So that's sad as far as it goes with what's going on in the MMA scene. And I don't know if what is the McGregor Mayweather fight on your radar? Because I know, you know, we talked about it when the news broke, and you know, you were like, I'm not that interested, but is your interest level changing as it is going to be approaching here in the next month and a half, 2 months, whatever it is, up until we get to see those two guys duke it out in a ring?
Not especially. It's a joke. I might watch it in the same way that I watched the first XFL game, where I just think that I don't want, you know, and I was disappointed with the Pacquiao Mayweather fight. I knew that I would be going in, and I watched it anyway. I didn't lay down a ton of cash to do it. You know, it was one of those house parties where everybody chips in. And sure, I just don't, you know, to be honest with you, I just don't think that it's going to be all that intriguing. I would really like to see Floyd go down, but I kind of know the reality of the situation too. This is a boxing match. I mean, I think that some of these guys in UFC and across MMA, I think that they do box really well. You know, we saw a couple of college wrestlers go at it, and the better boxer was the winner, you know, in New York on Saturday night. So, it just doesn't move the needle. You know, the things that are supposed to move the needle with me don't necessarily do it. And I'm not ashamed to admit that. World Cup soccer, those kind of things. Though I am warming up to soccer a little bit. We had a good match with the best team in the United Soccer League going down to the pop-up stadium in front of a sellout crowd. The Phoenix Rising played them to a draw. But, you know, these things that are just so overhyped, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do my duty and not buy into it. And I think that that's what I might do here with this Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather charade.
Huh? Interesting. I'm intrigued. The only reason I'm intrigued is because I don't like either one of those guys. I mean, and I want to see one, if not both of these guys go down, and I want to see how they deal with adversity. I think McGregor is going to come out really guns a-blazing, man. I think he's going to come out and go for those heavy shots right away. I think that Mayweather may not know what hit him, but at the same time, he may not get hit. Like that, to me, that's what's intriguing about this, is if Conor McGregor can land one, how does Mayweather respond to it? And will he ever actually have that happen? Like, that doesn't intrigue you? Because we're talking about a guy that, you know, doesn't get hit very much. But if he does get hit by Conor McGregor, it could be lights out.
It could be. Have you ever seen that movie with Samuel Jackson and Damon Wayans and Peter Berg that was called The Great White
yes.
Hype?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm seeing with this fight, where everybody is like, oh, you know, giving the Cinderella a lot of credit, giving him a big chance. He's the hero. Damon Wayans is smoking and eating ice cream cones. And he goes in the room. He gets hit once, and then he just, you know, and then the truth prevails. And I have a feel like without all the without all the fat jokes and on the couch jokes about Floyd, that I think that the exact same thing is going to happen here. I think if McGregor lands one and doesn't knock him down, I think that it's good. You know, it's just going to wake Floyd up, and you know, Floyd don't knock people out. Floyd just, you know, kind of plays technical and beats you for 12 rounds. And that's why I don't think it's going to be any fun. I think it's going to go the distance. I don't think that there's going to be any devastating blows. And I think that at the end of the night, you're going to have to score Floyd Mayweather, probably, 120 to whatever the downside of 120 is in a 12 round match.
No, I feel you. We'll see how it all shakes out. I think there is some intrigue. I think it's an interesting deal where you bring two different fighting organizations together. I think that obviously is something that's a little bit interesting. Speaking of interesting, because I remember a post that you wrote on your Facebook page about Terrell Pryor. How do you feel about Terrell Pryor now that he's a wide receiver? Like, did you kind of not gauge this guy right, or what do you think?
Well, he wasn't a quarterback. He wasn't a quarterback in the National Football League. They, you know, they tried it in several places. He tried it with the Raiders. He tried it with the Seahawks. Cincinnati decided to try to turn him into a receiver. I think that Hugh Jackson was there when that was happening. So Hugh Jackson comes in for year two and of the Terrell Pryor experiment. Remember, the Browns released him. The Browns tried him in training camp, and they released him so they could bring in this guy, Robert Turbin, who was a backup running back from Seattle that was on the waiver wire. And then they brought him back for training camp, and I think that Hugh Jackson made tremendous strides with him. I think that working with Robert Griffin III, at least throughout training camp, developed him as a receiver, and then he was stuck in the quagmire of the Browns quarterback carousel, and it's really hard to develop any chemistry when you have four different starting quarterbacks in a single season like the Cleveland Browns seem to have had for the last 20 years or so. So, I think that Terrell Pryor could be a great receiver. Let's see how he does with Gruden there in Washington. And, I think that if they keep Kirk Cousins there, I think that Cousins to Pryor could be a really special thing.
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is he's a freak athlete, and he is, you know, was a quarterback in college, came into the league as a quarterback, couldn't make it in that, and now he's putting himself in a position to have some success, and he's doing it with some guys like Antonio Brown and Randy Moss. So you got to give him credit for going after guys that have been very successful in the NFL. Speaking of successful, let's jump out to the phones. By the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits to get on board. We've got Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, what's on your mind today, brother?
Speaking of successful, oh my goodness, I feel honored. Thank you, Andy. That was like one of the nicest things you've ever said to me. Guys, it's June 25th. The Milwaukee Brewers have lost two in a row. They're a half game up on the Cubs. Are they going to be able to hold first place to July 1st? Can we get to the 4th of July of the Brewers being first place?
I think the Cubs might buy their way into it. I think that if everything stood pat and you didn't have these deadline deals, I would be all for the Brewers. And I don't know that the Cubs are going to keep themselves close enough to make a real run. So, I mean, it's up to the Brewers to run away with it. But I absolutely believe that there's some legitimacy to the Milwaukee Brewers as it pertains to the 2017 National League Central Division title.
Well, and not only that, let's just face it. Let's be honest, man. The Cubs aren't going out there and they're not manhandling teams the way they were last year. I mean, they already had the division well in hand at this point. So the fact that the Milwaukee Brewers are hanging around, Brewer fans should be excited about that. And, you know, like I've said about the Diamondback fans and some of the other fans around the league with the teams that are having some success right now, Mitch, is, you know what? What are you doing? You're looking at the scoreboards. You're looking at the division races. What this has done is it's given some cities and some fans of teams hope, and it's let you be more excited about what you're watching. So, look, it's good when we have some sort of parity, and right now in the Central, there's a lot of parity because the Cubs are not running away with this thing much the way that a lot of people thought they would.
Well, not yet, but when you talk about parity, really, honestly, I mean, look at each of the divisions. Dodgers on top, Brewers basically tied with the Cubs. Let's just put Cubs there. Washington Nationals, Houston Astros, Cleveland Indians, New York Yankees. I mean, and then behind the Yankees are the Red Sox. What it means? Dollars. That's all. Those are the major payrolls in all of sports, and they are the ones that are really leading the way. The Brewers are an anomaly to be able to do something like this. It's great that we're able to have something that looks like parity, but it's still June. There's so much baseball left to be played. Hey, you know what? The good news is the Cubs got to go on the road, and Dead and Company is going to have two shows next weekend at Wrigley Field. So maybe some of my good friends out there can do something in the outfield that might help the Brewers a little bit. You know what I mean?
I can tell you follow the Dead and Company wherever the heck they are. Doesn't matter if they're on the West Coast, East Coast, North Coast, South Coast, wherever. You're following the Dead and Company, man. I love it.
Dead and Company is going to be shutting it down in 13 nights, a baker's dozen of fish at the Garden. Are you kidding? What? This is no dog's days of summer. The summer's just getting started, baby.
So, Mitch, what do you think about those Dodgers, man? They're 2.5 games ahead of the D-backs, 3.5 games ahead of the Rockies. I mean, you're right there. What's the feeling about the Dodgers there in Santa Monica and throughout Los Angeles?
You know, the Dodgers, the feeling in L.A. ever since I've been here, it's kind of like you just wait for them to implode. You know, everyone gets kind of excited about it, and then it's like, well, what's going to happen? Hey, they're playing some great ball. Obviously, their pitching staff is incredible. And, you know, hopefully they can do something and the city can have some fun. You know,
let me ask you something, Mitch.
Is the draft of Alonzo Ball. I mean, come on now. That was the hugest thing for this week.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Jeff.
What's the best thing going in Los Angeles on the sports teams? And you can't have Orange County. I mean, you look at the Lakers and the Clippers. They seem to be in despair. You know, the Dodgers are obviously playing well. The Chargers and the Rams, I don't think that moves the needle with too many NFL people. I mean, is it the Dodgers and really little else there in the City of Angels right now?
SC football. SC football's king.
Okay. You know what? That's football something I didn't even think about.
That's a good call. Hey, let's address the Lonzo Ball thing because you just said something about it. Like, I think that this guy's going to have not a lot of success. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't wish negatively on anybody, but I just think this guy's dad is too much in the way of things. What are your thoughts of this Lonzo Ball kid?
I think completely the opposite. I think, if anything, this dad has probably, in some way, this kid has so much going for him. He's this quiet, supposedly composed leader that, you know, with the pressure of his father, he may have kind of developed his own inner strength, and that part of maybe a personality has taken away, and that's his father, and let him do all that crap, and all that Alonzo's going to be focusing on is playing ball and playing some good hardball. I mean, can you imagine? Let's just hope this kid pans out. Let's hope. You know what's good for the NBA? What's good for the NBA is if the Lakers are good. I mean, and I'm a Bucks fan, but what's good for the NBA is obviously the Celtics are good. The Lakers are good. And, you know, you got to have that. And now that we see that looks like the Clippers are about to completely implode now with Blake Griffin, you know, going out on the
Blake,
free market.
Yeah, Blake and CP, yep.
And CP hasn't formally made his announcement yet, but we're waiting to see if they can hold on to him. I guess the Clippers could sign Blake back, but obviously wants to test the market. Maybe they're not believing in the Clippers as a winner. I mean, God, there's a lot of interesting ideas. I've heard he wants to go to San Antonio or whatever, but we'll see what happens. I sure hope the kid works out. And you know what? He's got two brothers that are right behind him. I mean, it's actually going to be kind of fun to watch the basketball family. And hopefully it'll be great for the sport, because I think after this past
season-ending tournament, which was such a dud, that if we had some sort of fun story over the next 5 years where you have these three brothers that come into the NBA and actually do something positive, that'd be kind of be something fun for the sport.
We'll see if it happens, man. Thanks for the call, as always, Mitch. Love talking to you, brother.
All right, guys. Have a good Sunday.
Mitch in Santa Monica, man. Always brings some good stuff to the table for us. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to wrap this thing up. He's Jeff Rich. I'd be the Dorf Man. It's Jeff Rich and the Dorf Man. Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Cubs come pouring out of the dugout, jumping up and down like a bunch of delirious 10-year-olds. The Cubs have done it.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It's such an unbelievable feeling when you do something great in the sports world. It's a great feeling when you do anything great, to be honest with you. I mean, you should feel good about accomplishments. And sports things that happen in the sports world are just that much more unbelievable, especially when they don't happen for 108 years. So Cubs, a lot of love, a lot of credit for that. But this year has been somewhat different. Jeff, parting shot time, my friend. You're up.
The NHL doesn't get a lot of attention in our world. You know, yeah. We talk about basketball, we talk about football, we talk about baseball, even though it's not so much as the other two. But National Hockey League adds a team in Las Vegas. They have the expansion draft, and I'm going to tell you, if they want to see some goals scored in that arena, they made the absolute right pick in the expansion draft, taking Marc-Andre Fleury. Vegas opponents will score plenty in that T-Mobile arena.
Good call, man. I like it. Mine is to the NBA draft, man. Those kids, that got themselves in a good position to go out there and change their lives, change their families' lives. Go out there and represent. Do your job. Play basketball and dedicate yourself. For Jeff Rich, for Scott, I'm going to say peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Take care. Peace out.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.